And again, welcome to our podcast. Up in the feed tonight is part two to episode two, entitled Strange Collector. The players were Richard, Kemp, Chris, and Jameis. Following this recording, we talked a bit about how Fate Accelerated handled our Steam, Steel, and Murder universe. If you'd like to listen to that recording, it won't be in the feed, but you can find it on our public forums, on our Obsidian Portal page, just look for Of Steam, Steel, and Murder, or on our homepage at bluemagic.com, that's B-L-U-M-A-G-I-K, which also has links to our public forum. For now, we hope you enjoy Of Steam, Steel, and Murder, Season 3, Episode 2, Part 2, Strange Collector.
Who was hosting?
I everything dropped. Oh, that's why. Chris was hosting. And he is coming back on.
Whoops. Yep.
Anyway.
Hi, Ben.
Is the recording all right?
Yeah, we're fine.
Oh, okay.
Bye, John. We don't need an Indian anyway.
Mr. Mason, before we get on to the discussion of my daughter's bicycle, what can you tell me about these parts?
He tells them that these two guys have been coming in for several months now. They seem to be really big bike enthusiasts, and they've got parts they bring in. Actually, he pulls off something out from a notebook and hands it to you. He said, here's their address.
Really? Address?
Yeah, I was supposed to look out for certain parts of them as well. They told me, if they weren't stopped by, that I could drop by and give them a call if I ran into them.
What kind of parts?
Well, mostly gears and spokes, some pretty specialized things here. He rattles off some model numbers and years that you have no idea about, given that you're not a bicycle guy.
But he dutifully notes them down in his little check-a handbook. Notebook.
Actually, they're all written on that sheet that he just tore off and handed you.
Perfect. Saves cramp in the hand. Mm-hmm. Anything other than a bicycle that they might be able to use these parts for?
I suppose, but no, they're all pretty standard parts, and they what they're looking for kind of fit for particular models of bikes.
Thank you for your time, Mason. It's very interesting. This seems like a very good lead for me.
He stands up and does the little salute again and says, glad to be of service!
Well, you know one of the things about the services. Don't be bragging about it now.
Of course.
Yeah, hands him a card. If you think of anything else, let me know, all right?
Now... Big intake of breath as he has an official card.
And I might be back with my daughter for that bike fitting you mentioned.
For you, I'll give you a great price.
I'm sure what's fair will be fair.
All right.
So I will actually get a fair price. Mason leaves the establishment. That's the kids outside.
Yeah, some of them are still hanging around. Some of them have left. So
Mason leaves the establishment?
Mason stays. Stephen, or Vernon right. leaves.
So he goes to look for his companions.
Yep.
To blow them! Assuming if John joined us back... you all get blawed about what he found out?
Yeah, I'm back.
Awesome. Gentlemen, we have a potential witness to call up. The lady in the taxi. But also this address that the bike shop gave me. You want to split up or stick together?
We will cover more ground if we split up.
Safer if we stick together.
Yes, but safer if we stick together. Are we expecting trouble? Well, we're the checker. We should always expect trouble.
Brennan's just nodding along. Always expecting trouble. Sounds like our culprits are is a pair of gentlemen, so I think we're fairly safe. We could probably hazard splitting up if we stick to a pair each.
Well, I have a ring about the taxi.
Can we?
Oh yes, yeah, taxi. You would have done that while he was away.
Oh yeah,
sure. Yep. You get a hold of the taxi service. Sure enough, and yeah, prime time taxi.
Prime time.
Prime time. Oh, I think I'm gonna ring quick cabs.
Quick cabs, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Wrong number. Quick cabs.
Yes. Oh, yes, I'm with the checker. I'm agent number 16514. Yeah, what do you know my number?
Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
Yeah, you had a pickup from the area of this place in District 2 around about 6:40-ish, between 6:30 and 7. Can you give me the details of that, please?
Certainly. Young woman, paid in cash, about 40 minutes worth of cab drive, gives you an address where she was dropped off. Not much else.
And who was the cabbie in particular in case you need to speak to him?
Well, he gives you his medallion number.
All right. Okay, that's good. And we've got the final address for the room. And okay, thank you for that. If anyone knows why it's 16514, you get a lot of geek points. There is a reason for it.
Oh, 165.
16514. There is a reason for it.
No.
I doubt just typing that number into Google will give it to you.
I'll add the words geek points to the end. See if that generates.
All right. So, what is your what do you want to do? First, second, third.
Vernon comes back and is pleasantly surprised somebody else did some calling.
Hey, where have you been? We've been waiting for you to come and take a look at this lock.
What? I was doing investigating. I don't talk to people. Why aren't you talking to people?
I've talked to all the people I need to talk to. I've got an own. I know where I'd like to go next.
Where's that? As Vernon is led to the lock he's supposed to be inspecting.
Yep. Go ahead and give me either. You can do either careful or clever, whichever you're better at.
Careful. He takes his time, starts examining the lock in a slow.
Oh my god, you're being so slow. You were so slow in investigating, and now here is. Oh.
So he got it too.
Yep. All right. So, the lock is, it's sloppy. It's really loose. It would be easy to pick. You really can't tell too much if it has been, but it would be very easy to.
So it's quite easy for them to get the hold of the cylinders.
Probably got picked. That, and Vernon looks up, put upon at Warren, is like, that was it. That's all you needed.
Yes.
Takes 40 minutes ago.
Takes out a screwdriver, tightens it up.
Oh, you want to fix it? Yeah, you can. Yeah, it looks like the lock mechanism had gotten just loose over time. It was cheap lock to begin with, and it just got kind of sloppy over time.
Fixed.
Yep, nice and
you
tight.
You did blah us, didn't you? You did say blah. So yeah.
Yep, I did.
So they're good with mechanical parts, you say?
And we have an address if they're even still there.
Yeah.
Well. Any thoughts, gentlemen, on the nature of the theft?
Ooh.
It was showing something they didn't want to be seen. Something about the castle. A secret entrance.
Yes.
And 911 calls recorded.
No.
Really 999 calls recorded.
they record time and location. So yeah, I mean, someone writes it down It's not physically recorded as in a voice recording, but yeah.
Oh, well, I haven't got that far yet. Oh, well.
Was it a man who called the police?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Vernon, after fixing this lock, looks up, claps his hands together. All right, gentlemen, where to? We splitting up, sticking together?
I have a vehicle large enough for all of us if we stick together.
Yeah, but sticking together is safer.
Time may be of the essence, however.
Paintings that were stolen.
We can always put a lock on the airport or something. Well, not a lock, but a lockout for two people matching descriptions. At the airports?
Oh, the airport and call Mr. White and get him to look out for.
And the train station.
Well, the trains don't go anywhere. There's nowhere for them to go, is there? There's no train between us and Canada.
No, but there is a train between you and Philadelphia. It's the name of the other place.
Is it?
Philadelphia exists.
Yep.
I don't know that. We should try that experiment.
We randomly get on a train to Philadelphia to solve the swimming chair.
Well, I should just say that my next place of call would have been the cleaners, because somebody stopped the cleaners from turning up last night.
Well, the cleaners and the road sweepers.
I thought the road sweepers had been by.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they might have seen something.
Aha, right.
Someone saw something enough to ring the police and say that it was a robbery. We're guessing about an hour. Well, the cleaners took it, so that's around 5 o'clock. And then they go, please don't call at 6:30. So what the hell did they see at 6:30 that made them go, hey, there's been a robbery?
Yeah, I look around outside where we are now, and I look to see if there's anybody else looking at us to say, hey, we're checking out on how the checker work.
There really isn't. There's a set of apartments to the left of the museum, but they're situated so that you really can't see the front of the museum from any of the windows. So the only thing that someone could be looking through would be the establishments to the right, which is the bakery, the bicycle shop, the steam cleaners, which is the very back, which you can't see the front of from. And Vernon found out you can't see the front of the museum from the bicycle shop.
Not inside, anyway.
Yeah. Christian, can you actually see where the paintings were from any of the places outside?
Oh, no, not at all.
Driving by.
No, the windows are all high on the walls, and they're, as I said, they were mostly for ventilation, so you can't actually see into the building.
All right.
I'm half suspecting.
Well, if they were high, if someone's high up, say, on a track, then they'd appear in.
That's true, yeah.
I'm half suspecting that these gentlemen aren't the felonious type and or are thrill seekers wanting to be caught. They might have called it in themselves, which would be really odd.
Not impossible.
I think I disagree with you there. It's a possibility, but I can't really see them. I mean, they could have done anything. Why go for those particular paintings?
Let us go investigate further in some other places. If only we knew the way around the city, we can work out which place was closer.
I'll make it easy for you. Address for the two brothers is not too far from here, actually. A little further on would be the place where the cab driver dropped the lady off of. And if you want to go to the cleaning agency, it's further that direction. So it's all down the street away from the museum.
I ring the cleaning place to knock that off straight away.
I'm sure he could have been doing this while Vernon was doing his thing. Yeah.
What do you want to ask of the cleaning agency?
You had some cleaners come around to the...
Didn't have some cleaners come.
Well, no, they should have had cleaners come round to Margrave Museum, blah, blah, blah. What happened?
We re-canceled on them. We said we couldn't get them in there. last night. They're due to be in there tonight.
Who'd you talk to?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, well, the speaker between the telephone.
Yeah, no, that's why I stopped.
Yeah. Who cancelled? Who'd you talk to about cancelling?
Well, he looks at the notes. Well, we were called.
Oh, you?
Chet and Jenkins were supposed to be there cleaning Wednesday night, but we got...
Oh, right. I thought you said you rang up to say that you were cancelling for last time coming tonight.
We were called and said that...
Okay, you were called. Okay. Yeah. I thought you called. You called them.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, right. Just a bad telephone connection. Right, so you were called. About what time? I get the details of the call, which is going to be absolutely useless and it's not going to pan out for you.
They were called middle of the day yesterday, middle of the day Wednesday.
Yeah. Did they give a name, Mr. Smith? Hey, it's him!
They said they were calling for Margrave and for the museum and said we want to know if that we can send the cleaners up tonight instead of last night.
All right. Okay. All right, thank you. Someone else will probably be in touch just to follow up about the tonight's cleaners, to make sure everything's sorted out. Right. Because I'm going to let Margrave know that's happened, so he can know that the cleaners are coming tonight and sort out whatever he feels like sorting out. Because apparently they didn't clean out the bathroom very well. The guys who were here last night didn't clean the bathroom very well. So, yeah.
But we didn't send anybody last night. What?
No, to Margrave. Okay. To Margrave. They didn't clean the bathroom very well. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right. Cross that one off.
I vote we
to the brothers.
What were you saying there?
I say we go to the brothers.
Brothers. Okay. It's just a few blocks away from the museum. It's called the Radford Arms Hostel. It's kind of got an old world sort of charm to it. It's built up so that the outside has got a lot of wood and looks very, very rustic. Kind of sticks out from the street, actually. You're apparently looking for the third floor.
Is there three floors? Can we see that from the outside?
Yeah, there are four floors, actually.
Probably should want to ask the manager first. Do you know about these guys and with this description? Are they still here?
Well, on the piece of paper that Vernon hands you, they're apparently the Perkins. You're assuming that's their last name. And it gives just an address of the Radford Arms. And it says 3-, and you can't quite make out which room it is.
Right, so let's talk to the manager anyway. To the manager.
All right.
Real quick, we want to have somebody watching me outside in case somebody might try to do a runner. Vernon looks at all the younger than him guys that are more likely to do running.
Yep. Rustic means no fire escapes, by the way. So,
I'll just remind Vernon that two of us are heavy drinkers. So.
I will,
Mr. Smith is used to running people down, right?
Yes, I will, let me do a quick, run around the building just for any outside exits and then.
Well, sure. There is a front entrance and there is a rear entrance, but that looks like to be the only ways in and out. Of course, anyone from the first or second floors could easily get out of a window. Third floor and higher, it's possible, but you risk injury, and as it is rustic, in quotation marks, there's no fire escape or fire exits from those floors.
Well, you never know. They might have a rope that they throw out the window.
That is true, too. The fourth floor or top floor actually could get onto the roof fairly easily. And from there, you see that it's possible that someone could leap across to the next building. Be hazardous. This is things you're catching with your eye. Since you do go after convicts, that's what you did in Texas, right?
Yeah, correct. He was a ranger. Yep. That's what rangers do.
Yep. So these are things that are coming out to your practiced eyes. These are the exits people could use. Across from you is also there is a caged-in area where some new construction's going up across the street.
Is there a way to see the front and back entrance from one?
At once, no, there is not.
Well, I will let them know about what I see and take up a position, I guess, where I can see the front entrance.
Okay, easy enough.
All right.
If you want to be inconspicuous about it, you can just go into any of the number of shops that are nearby and look out a window, or you can sit on a park bench and take a viewing, whichever you'd like to do.
No, I'll just lean against the building.
Okay.
Across the street.
Sounds good.
And so, check alleys coming out of from the building in the front door.
So the rest of you go in and talk to the manager. All right, so.
Yep.
Sure.
There's a young man behind the desk manning it right now, and he's just finishing up with what looks like some guests that are checking out, and he's helping him out with their bags and tells you, I'll be with you in just a moment. If you'll stand right up there at the counter, I'll be right back in.
Where's he trying to go?
Well, he's got the luggage of an elderly man and woman. He's kind of looks like he's overloaded a bit as he's helping them to load up their a cab outside that's been called.
And he doesn't match the description, does he?
No, neither do the old elderly man and woman.
Yeah,
so outside, John, you see, you know, this proprietor, or at least the desk clerk, is coming out overloaded with luggage. He goes out to a cab that's just pulled up. He's loading up the back of the cab. This elderly man and woman, he helps into the cab and is greeting them off. Okay, well, he's outside. Do you guys want to do anything?
Yep. I have a look. I have a look at the register, of course.
Yes. Looking at the register, there is, you do see that checked in actually from the beginning of this register, which is more than a month ago. They have been checked in. Second room on floor 3.
Gentlemen, shall we just go straight up? Why not?
Sure, he doesn't know who we're looking for, then he can't alert anybody. Sounds good to me.
Yep.
We could ask if he knows if they're in the building or not.
We check her. We don't care.
Kick in the doors first, ask questions later.
Yeah, basically. Right.
Vernon shakes his head sadly.
Come on, old man, you're taking too long.
The way the place is set up is that each floor essentially has six rooms, and in the center is a kind of a common lounge area. So it's kind of an opened middle floor plan. The stairs kind of run up through the middle as well. So coming up to the third floor, you do see several people out and about already. Yeah. All of you alcoholics are chugging around with the old man probably sprier than you are.
Springing up the steps.
All right. You come to the appropriate room. You do hear a couple people inside speaking. And anyone speak German?
I have a smattering, but nothing.
Yeah, I've been on both sides of the...
Yep.
Vernon recognizes it, but he does not speak.
Okay. Then you understand some German is being spoken on the other side by two men.
Yeah. Vernon looks at the other guys who might actually be able to do something.
I've been bar hopping around the world, which basically means that I've picked up the basics of some languages, particularly how to order drinks and other things.
And as I said, I've been on both sides of the thing, so... Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want us to tell us or.
You can make out that it's German. You really can't make out much more than that. It's heavy oak doors. You can't really make out the words.
The Germans are on the other side to us, right?
Yes.
I say to my companions.
Apparently.
One moment, gentlemen.
I kick the door.
Wait.
Too late.
Sorry, man.
All right. Two things happen. First, go ahead and kick the door. That's certainly forceful. It is a heavy oak door, so we're looking, it's not extreme. We'll call it moderate. You need a +2 to actually kick the door down.
I thought fair was +2.
Fair is +2, but it's moderate difficulty.
Oh, I have rolled negative 2.
I need to take a quick moment. Be back in a moment.
Sure. All right. I will tap an aspect because I've rolled horribly there, and get and tap the aspect. The front line will make a man out of you, and reroll that horrible, horrible roll. And I'm not sure how many chips we start with. I can't remember.
Three, unless you've gotten more stunts.
Oh, that's the refresh. Yep.
Yep.
Oh, there we go. Instead of rolling a zero, I have now rolled a three.
Okay.
No, a four even.
More than enough to kick down the door. And then something else happens simultaneously. Since you kicked the door down, you could actually see this happen. The guys in the hallway, what you hear is two shots and the sound of breaking glass ring out. What you see, Warren, as you kick the door down, is the two Germans look up at you as the door falls in, and then both of them, their heads explode.
What? So glass shatters?
You guys
something?
Hear, from the outside, you guys hear shots being fired and the sound of glass shattering. Down on the street, John Smith, give me a, let's see, you're being observant, so we'll call it careful. Give me a careful roll.
You'll have to roll for me, but my careful sure. is a plus one.
Plus one, okay. Four dice plus one. You rolled. It's rolling. You rolled a net minus two. So you're going to come up with a negative one. If you want to accept that, or if you've got an aspect you want to tap.
No, I will, tap hunt or be hunted. For a plus, for plus two.
For what's happening, this is certainly going to help. Are you going to do it as a plus two?
Yeah.
All right, so it'll give you net one. So you hear the shots, but it's not good enough for you to tell directionality. But you definitely hear. You know the sound of gunfire. And a gun has just been fired twice.
Okay, I'll, I'd like to tap my, stunt Indian tracker. See if I can track the sound of it for a plus two.
That's pushing it.
How about, walk quietly and carry a big gun?
Indian tracker would be more apt. You're going to tap that for plus two?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, we'll do that. Sure. You know it came from outside, and you know it came from you're standing underneath the canopy. Sounds like it came from the area of construction next to the building.
Damn this urban jungle.
Yes. you know those things. It was shot came from outside, and likely it came from the construction area to the side.
Well, then I will run in that direction.
All right. That'll be your action. Meanwhile, is Jameis back? Jameis is not back yet. All right. Well, door's opened. Heads are blown off. Richard, you're in the doorway. How do you react?
I mean, well, there are windows in here, so I know that the shots have come from...
Yep. They stood up with their backs to the window, which was behind them. The sound of breaking glass comes from that rear window.
Then I dive to the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, probably falling to the ground and then getting landed on by the dead bodies.
All right. Well, this is a defensive roll. Go ahead and give me a quick.
Quick, you say? Yeah. I can do that.
Let's see if you hit the ground and roll before bad things happen.
Plus four? No, wait, am I quick? No, plus two. Wow, that's nowhere near as good as I thought. Yep.
All right, so they're going to end up getting a three. So what is your total?
Two.
Two. Okay, you are going to take 1 point of damage as you are grazed by a bullet.
Ow!
Thuds into the door frame. But otherwise, you're now dived and below the window level. So yeah, mark off a box one.
Yep.
The rest of you guys out in the hall.
Shout out to the others. Yeah.
Dive, duck, get jump to the side, other way.
Wow, I can just see you as patches of land.
So, Vernon, I take it you do get out of the way as well, or are you going to stand in the doorway?
Well, do you want me to fail as I am old?
No, I'm asking, what do you do once, you hear the bullets ring out and Ronald yells, dive? What do you do? I'm assuming Ronald dives when he says dive.
Yep.
Steps back behind the door, the wall.
All right, good enough. All right. Outside, John. So you're the construction site is ringed in a fence. It's 8 feet. You can try to climb it, or you can try and find the gate and see if it's locked or not. What do you want to do?
I'm just going to try to run, grab it, and jump over it.
All right. Sounds good. That sounds like a probably a quick. Could be a flashy.
No, sounds I'll use like quick.
Give you a quick check to get over the fence. You know, it's got plenty of handholds. So number of successes will tell you how long it takes. One success will get you over. The more you get, the faster it happens.
Okay, my quick is +3.
+3, okay. Here, move some dice here. 4 dice, +3, 4. Wow, that's fast. You virtually just, you know, one toe hold in the fence, and then you vault over, and you're on the other side. So I'm going to say that all one action and you're across the other side. We'll stop there for right now. Have to cut the action between the two. Okay, Richard, you're inside. You look down. They are definitely dead. The backs of their heads have been, they were headshots. There's a big crater in the back of both of the brothers' heads.
Huh. Okay. Hoping not to have to deal with dead bodies this time.
There's always dead bodies.
I check them, make them as they go along. So I quickly look around the room.
Go ahead and add that as an aspect.
I quickly look around the room, see if there's a mirror or something that I can hold up for. Actually, I've got a flask, so I will use the reflective surface of that.
You're going to hold the flask up?
Yeah, to look in it out the window.
Okay, give me a second. All right, another shot rings out.
Yee-wee.
Dice is rolling. Oh, wow. The flask is blown out of your hands.
No! I'll stop lapping up the whiskey.
Do we have a rough
idea
where...
Well, they're still there. I mean...
We have a rough idea where the sniper is now, right?
It's all you can tell from up here is it's coming from outside.
Well, you're being in the shot opposite direction, obviously.
Yeah.
So probably like right across.
Seems likely.
What's the range on our tasers?
Not very.
No.
Somebody go to the other windows. Shout out back at my companions on this same side and have a look out of them. They can't cover all the windows at once.
Vernon goes to the next apartment over.
Yeah, Richard, take a chip for that. Okay, next apartment over. You hear people crying inside.
Unless the door is open, Vernon just shoulders it open.
Okay, that's forceful. Give me a forceful check.
All right,
the oak door, so you need a +2.
All right, Vernon has a forceful of 2 now.
Mm-hmm.
That is even. But do I need to do better than that? Because I also have these stunts. I also have the stunt elbow grease, +2 on feats of strength.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. That'll work. Yeah. You bust the door open. There is a young girl, not quite a teenager. She's huddled on the ground, with her hands over her head, and she's crying. She says, "I heard shots."
Get down. Get down. Lay on the ground.
You're in the room. She does have an outward-facing window, just like the other room does.
Vernon, is there any conveniently placed mirrors to see out?
Not right away. Not that you see, unless you want to spend a fate point. Say there is. There's nothing convenient.
No, I'm going to save the fate point at the moment. It's more dramatic to have to duck my head.
All right. So, you're
so
go to the window and look out?
He's going over to the door window. He's staying to the side, but trying to look out with his new vantage to see.
Okay. Yeah, you see the construction site next door. You see your friend John leap over the fence, and looks like he is going into.
Vernon has pulled his taser. That's probably useless at this point.
Yeah.
But you know, it's what he has.
Right. You don't immediately see anything out there, though. Looking at the construction site, there are several levels that haven't been completed yet. There could be a sniper on one of the higher levels, but it's far enough across that, you know, with your naked eye, you're just not making anything out. You don't see anything.
No smoke?
No, not that you see. Jameis, what is Ronald doing?
Okay, there's something completely ridiculous I could do, which I won't.
Do it! It's what Biggles would do, isn't it? Flashy, flashy all the way!
That is pretty flashy. But I think it might be a bit extreme. The first more likely thing to do is try and get to a phone to ring for backup.
Okay. There's a phone in the room if you want to go in the room.
No, not at all.
Otherwise, there's a phone. You remember seeing phones in the common area.
Right, go for that.
All right. And so who are you ringing?
Checker.
All right. Call us, yeah. Right?
Yep.
And Warren, you're still in the room. What are you doing?
I'm waiting. I'm lifting things up to get them shot.
Okay.
The other dead bodies again. So yeah. Make it look as though they're peering over the top.
All right, they get more bullets to them.
they don't have a head.
Well, hands, arms, yeah. Anything will get shot.
Yeah, every time you lift something up that comes into the view of the window, then another shot rings out. Okay, next to you, Vernon. Now that there's shots being fired, go ahead and give me a careful check to see if you can figure out where the shots are coming from. Actually, on the ground, John, you can do the same thing now that there's some shots being ran out. What is your careful?
My careful is 3, so I got 5.
All right. John, what's your careful? Or 4, John. What is John's careful? Are you
I think
with
he...
us, Kemp?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, John, my careful is going to be a 1, I believe.
A 1, okay. That's a 3. So you see the smoke come out. You're behind the gate. Looks like he's on the 4th floor of this open construction. Think of it as like the bones, so like the girders and the cement have been poured, but there's not really any walls yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he's up on the 4th. You actually see the barrel poking out now, and the smoke being discharged.
Like the muzzle flash.
Exactly. Vernon, you make out the same thing too. 4th floor, you see the muzzle, you see the flash.
Do I notice anything about the immediate surroundings around it? Like, is it like steel girders or anything like that?
Yeah, it's concrete. It's concrete post and steel.
Concrete post and steel.
You can't make the person out, and the barrel is awfully long. It's longer than like a normal rifle would be.
And the range is fairly short, isn't it?
It's a couple of blocks actually, so it's not like it's really short range.
Really? Wow. I thought it was right next door.
Well, it is, but I mean, there's basically almost two. Well, that's kind of a little bit more than a city block in between.
Short range for a rifle, long out of range for a taser, right?
Oh yeah, tasers pretty much only work in the same zone.
And mechanically, this would be one zone out.
No, this would be several. I mean, basically, the room is moving from the room to the next floor down is a zone, and then that to the next floor down is a zone. And that, you know, you're a bit away. And as far as firing across the street, that's like 3+ zones.
Let's see. Can I think of anything crafty to do? Nope. There's no power lines or anything like that. There's nothing in here. We're 3rd floor, right?
Yes.
Whew. What to do?
The most extreme thing I can think of, I don't know if Bird will let you get away with it, is spend a chip to say that there's a gun nut on this floor and you grab his gun.
The two dead people might have guns, but I'm in a different room now.
Yeah. Most citizens in this don't carry the guns because of how the Cheka have become lately.
I was going to say, because of the Cheka.
Yeah.
Unless Bert lets me do something really insanely crafty, like throw open a tube, jury-rig a bullet, and use my taser as a ignition for balance.
No.
I got a stunt for it. MacGyverism.
Okay, so you want to build a bullet? You want to build a rifle? You want to rifle that rifling? Or
no,
barrel,
no,
so
it's going to be, you know, essentially a musket, but, you know, can it?
Yeah, you could do that, but there's no way you could do it the short amount of time you have, is the thing. Because you need tools to do all that. You're not carrying around tools.
Except for that screwdriver.
Yeah, not going to happen. Something you could do, just not quickly.
Shucks. MacGyver always takes too long. Well, I'm going to... there's gutters outside with drain pipes, right?
One floor above you.
The pipes don't go to the ground floor?
Not right here, because you're kind of in the middle. If you want to go outside the window and try to make your way over to a gutter, you can try that.
Let's try not. Vernon calls out to the girl, stay to the ground stay low. And he starts running out the door again and down the stairs.
Okay.
He hates running.
All right. Ronald's on the phone as you're running by. And Warren is still drawing fire.
Is it mechanically shooting?
Oh, no. There's definitely someone behind it. He's not taking shots at everything. After your little thing with the flask, he hasn't shot at everything you put up, but when you start raising someone's hand, he has taken shots at that.
Okay. Search them for guns!
I look around to see if there's anything I can use to throw back at him or something.
Sure, give me a careful approach as you carefully look around for something you could use.
Not a quick approach, just because I'm doing it under time pressure.
Sure, I'll accept quick. Are you checking the bodies in particular, too?
Anywhere that I can find the stuff, really.
Okay.
So, yeah, if the bodies are within reach.
Well, I'll tell you what, a quick approach for each success you get will be how fast you're able to find something.
That's a zero. There we go.
Zero is not finding anything unless you want to take, let's see, overcome would be a succeed at serious cost. Oh, wait, no, minor cost on a tie.
Get shot a little again?
Yeah, exactly.
Go on, yeah, I'll take another hit for this. That'll be fun.
All right, so you want to succeed. All right, he's going to take a shot. So that's minus two. So mark off box two, which you have.
Woo!
Yep. So you raise just up enough that he has a clear shot, and you get shot, and you get clipped again. What you find is on one of the brothers on the inside coat pocket, there is some kind of device that looks suspiciously like a grenade. Odd sort of grenade. It's got a plunger and a pin on it. But it's of an odd make.
Huh. Well, let's try using this weird thing. That's what we thought.
Well, now Vernon can make a slingshot, but he's already left.
Yep. Let's go over to the John. John, you've hopped over the fence. You've got an idea of where he is. On the construction site, they've basically just got these rickety ladders that are going to each level as the stairs and the lifts haven't been put in yet. It doesn't seem like the shooter is aware that you're down there. Or at least the shots haven't stopped as he's still taking pot shots at the window.
So are the floors in yet?
Somewhat. I mean, you basically have boards laying down across the concretes and metal, but not real floors.
Would it be possible to, like, kind of do a Donkey Kong from one floor to the next to the next?
You don't want to use the ladders. You want to do it that way? Sure, you can do it that way. But there are ladders going from floor to floor. They're just kind of, you know, those construction site kind of rickety ones.
Bert, it's a construction site, right? So yes. Would they have little pulley systems with to haul stuff up to the higher floors?
Sure, but let's give John his chance here.
All right.
We'll get to you in a bit. right.
No, that was for John's benefit.
Well, I'm just trying to think of the quickest way, because I'm not if the ladder is relatively close, or if I just can kind of jump and grab and run.
You can
and jump
do either
and grab,
one. You can do either one.
Whichever way will have him end up closer to the gun barrel.
Okay. You think the ladders might make more noise. So if you want to try and do this quietly, probably jumping and lifting yourself is going to be quieter.
Okay, I'll take the faster method.
You're going to take the faster method, okay. All right, give me a quick approach then as you're trying to get to the floors.
I've got a +3 on my quick.
+3, so all right, here's what we're going to do. Bottom floor, each floor is a zone. You can move one floor for free, and then you're trying to push it up 2 more. So you got a +3. Ooh, that's going to put it at +1, which will move you 1 zone. So you'd be 1 floor below. Do you want to try and tap something to get up 1 more floor, or do you want to just stay right below him?
I'll stay right below him.
Okay, he doesn't seem to have noticed you at this point. All right, so that's your action. We'll slip back over to the other side. All right, Vernon, you have enough time to come down essentially 1 floor, so you're on the 2nd floor.
As he's running down the floors, he's going to try to remember the layout of the street and pick out a path with cover in his mind of where he's going to run in the future.
Okay.
Because he's just covering zones at the moment.
Well, there's plenty of things you can take cover on if you just, I mean, remember there's only a rear exit and a front exit. The rear exit actually has less cover. The front exit has lots of parked cars, newspaper.
Is the rear exit towards it, or it's...
Well, the front and rear exit are kind of parallel to it.
Oh, okay.
So either way you go, you know, you can still run towards it.
Which would be closer, a shorter path?
The way you're going, front exit will be quicker.
Well, it also has all the cover, so he's going to take the front exit when he gets to it.
All right. You're trying to cover more ground quickly? If so, you can get down to the first floor for free. If you're trying to get out of the building, you need to roll to see if you can do it.
Let's see. I'll roll.
Okay. It's a quick.
And just a reminder, my trouble is old age, so if you want me to fail this roll, it should I succeed.
We'll see. Go ahead.
+2, and my quick is 2, I believe.
Let's see.
Quick. No, my quick is 1, so I got a 3.
Okay, you got a 3. Well, that's enough to get you, outside. And you are, you know, you can take cover between, you know, cars, there are fire plugs, there are newspaper booths, whichever. You can still clearly see the floor that you're looking at. Barrel's still hanging out.
Am I drawing fire?
So far, no.
All right, so I'm going to, you know.
So, well, that's as far as you can go. I mean, you're basically out of the building.
It's somebody else's turn now.
Yep. Richard, we'll see what is Warren up to now.
Well, we found this exciting grenade. It sounds like that might be a thing to throw at them. After having pulled the pin, of course.
Yep. Straight across, that's a mighty, mighty throw. Essentially, that's like I said, 3 zones.
Yeah.
So that's a bit better than you can throw normally, at least just with your arm. Now, if you got some height on you, maybe if you went up 1 more floor.
No, I continue to draw that fire and keep the person there.
Okay, so you keep drawing the fire. Sounds
yep.
good. Jameis, you've just gotten off the phone. They've got a strike team on the way.
Yay!
Expect men in the iron suits to be jumping out of the sky soon.
There will be explosions.
Long after combat is over. Yeah, I know. It's going to be after the combat is over. What the hell? It's not. That's what it's doing.
Yeah, you just finished, so what do you do now?
Crawl back towards the main room there and say, they're on their way.
Yeah, about that time, blame! Fire, shot goes off as Ronald stuck up somebody's hand again.
They're running out of hands. Hurry up.
All right, John, he just shot again. He's right above you. You think that he's probably laying down, as you could hear the wood boards kind of creaking a bit as he's readjusting, or the person is readjusting.
Okay, I'm going to slow down, try to come up there quick and quietly, okay. Get the drop in.
All right, it's just one zone. You can move it for free, but let's see if you can do it quietly. So you're going to do it quick, but you're going to do it quietly. So I'm going to say you're going to need a difficulty of +2 on this. All right, what is your quick?
Okay, my quick is a +3.
+3, so that's an even 3. So you made it. You made it. All right, so yes, there is a person laying down. He's got kind of a big floppy hat on. There's this odd rifle he's got in his hand. There's a very large telescopic piece on it that he's looking through and he's sighting in. There are several bullets next to him, spent cartridges as well as some that haven't been spent yet. The rifle's got a really long barrel. He doesn't seem to be aware of you just yet. All right, was your action to get up here and get in this position, though? So you're behind him. He's apparently unaware of you. Although, let me give him a roll. Okay. All right, apparently unaware of you.
Okay, yeah. I want to draw and fire on him.
All right, you'll have to wait till next round to do that, though.
Okay, well, yep. Next round then.
Yep, Vernon. All right, so you're at the bottom level of the street. You got to run across the street to get to the chain, the fence.
That's right. I'm going to, having not seen John where we left him, I'm going to hope for the best there. That's what Vernon's thinking anyway, and that he's already on the way. Mm-hmm. Doesn't know this for a fact, but, you know, it's his hope. So he's going to try to draw fire while carefully, while studying studying the cover he has and darting between it.
Okay, how are you trying to draw fire?
Well, I'm a guy who's furtively going between covers, so maybe I'm suspicious looking.
Okay. Give me a clever roll there.
All right. +1, so 3.
Mm. Okay. He apparently does not take you up on that, though. there's no fire coming at you as you're darting in and out between cars and going from cover to cover. So you move one zone, you're underneath, you're where the chain link fence is now. So
on the plus side, I did not get shot.
Yep, you did not get shot. That is true. Okay, upstairs, you guys doing anything different? Warren and Ronald.
Hey, how's it going in here?
not too bad. Shot. Can I borrow your hands?
You're gonna have to put a foot up soon.
Yeah, I'll raise up a bit some pieces to keep it together. I mean, the person's got to realize that this is what we're doing.
Right. Put up one of their fingers. Put up one of their fingers. Send a message.
I haven't got any of those fingers left. Yeah. So yeah, no, I keep drawing the fire.
All
right. Anything useful on there?
I've got a grenade. Or a thing.
That sounds useful.
Yeah, but I'd rather take the person alive to talk to. So,
all right.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
So you lift up a foot this time. No shot. No shot this time.
Lift up another foot. I stick my head up between the feet.
There's an image.
Yep.
You stick your head up?
Yeah.
All right, no shot. Meanwhile, across the street. All right, John, so you're going to draw down on him, right?
Yeah.
We are going to make a, let's see, quick approach. All right, he in fact did notice you and was playing possum. We are going to make a quick roll to see who actually goes first between you two. Your quick is again what?
+3.
All right. Your roll is, oh wow, +6. His roll is 4. So you are going to get the jump on him. So you pull your guns and do what?
Shoot him. Just.
You're going to try and go ahead and shoot him? All right.
Pull and shoot.
Fair enough. All right. give me a second. You're doing this quick, right?
Yep.
Quick shot. And you have a plus 3?
Yep.
All right, so your result is a 3. He is going to try and roll out of the way of the taser burst quickly. okay, so he beats it by 1. So which means you're going to miss as it is right now.
Okay, well, I am going to choose to use my gunslinger stunt. It gives me a plus 2.
Plus 2 when you're doing what?
When I draw and fire in the same round.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. So it means he's going to be missing it by 1. He'll take that. So, yeah, it's you hit him. It's a glancing blow. It shocks him a bit, but it's basically, mechanically, it's only going to knock off a box 1 on him.
That's fine.
And his action, as he knew you were there, is that he had palmed a knife, and as he rolls, trying to avoid you, he's going to flick the knife at you.
Well.
And he gets a net 4. You have the ability to dodge out of the way using quick.
Yes, definitely try to sidestep.
Oh, wow. You get a 5.
Oh.
Let's see. Defend.
This character was specifically built just for speed.
Yes. Yeah, so basically it's a standoff. You know, you've shot and tased him a little. He's flicked a knife at you. You're both obviously aware of one another now. So while that's going on, Vernon, you are at the bottom, faced with the chain link fence.
Well... you know that pulley system elevator that
yep.
I mentioned earlier?
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like, I'll spend a chip to say there's a nice heavy load at the top, which I can disengage and get pulled up real quick.
That is creating an advantage on an aspect you already know about. So make me a clever roll.
All right. Let's try clever. Ouch. My clever is 2. That's a negative 3. That's a negative 1.
Okay, fail. No additional benefit. So, yes, if you want to spend a chip, you can take advantage of it. Had you succeeded, you could have taken advantage of it for free and possibly generated extra free invocations on it.
Could I potentially use a chip to re-roll that?
If you want, but either way...
I'm still spending
a chip.
Yeah.
This was a check to see if you get away without spending a chip, but unfortunately.
Well, I'll spend... do I need to tap an aspect for it, too?
No, you don't, because it is an aspect on the scene that you're tapping. So you spend your chip. This basically gets you an advantage to be able to move faster up through. So you spent your chip. Let's get you a movement action here, then. You're going to do this quickly, I take it.
Because I failed? Yes.
Okay. Or you could do it carefully.
Well, it sounds like a haphazard, reckless thing to do, so
yeah,
I
quick,
think
then.
Careful.
Give me a quick roll, and you can tap the aspect of the pulleys and everything to help you out for a plus 2. You already paid your fate chip for it.
All right. If I'm using the aspect, 4.
4. Okay, no problem. We'll say for fun's sake... that it whips you up right up to the fourth floor, so you're slightly above them, and you see this combat that's taking place. Your half Indian friend and some person dressed in a kind of a floppy hat and cloak who's left his rifle on the ground. So you're hanging by this rope, suspended in the air, one floor above them.
If only Flashy wasn't my dump stopped.
Right.
Oh, if it's still my turn, well, I got...
No, that's action. That's an action, buddy.
That's an action. I think it's somebody else's turn.
All right. So, back in the room, there hasn't been any firing. You've been putting up limbs in your own head and no firing back.
Well, I'm looking to see what I can see.
Okay, you see Vernon hanging by a rope, suspended above the camps, above the construction site, about even with the fourth floor.
How did I think they're out of bullets. I shall.
All right, and Ronald, doing anything?
So looking around, seeing that he's looking around and not getting shot at. Ooh, is it over?
You stand up and find out.
Ask him.
No, I described the scene I'm seeing outside.
You're a reporter, you can probably do that quite well.
Yeah. Crazed madman grabs hold of thing and scales side of building.
All right, so we'll go back to the conflict then. So now that it's no longer a surprise, it's a person with the fastest quickness that goes first. He has a quickness of 4. You have a quickness of 3. Do you have anything that will allow you to go any faster? And now keep in mind, you've already drawn your gun, so the gunslinger thing won't help now.
Oh, yeah, and I've already used most of my aspects.
Okay. Well, he will go first then. He is pitching another knife at you as he kind of backs up to the edge of the section that he's on. And so here comes a knife. Quick.
So remember, when you tap an aspect, you use a chip. So have you got any chips left?
Yes, I have 2 chips.
So he only makes a 2, so it's not a good throw. So you can dodge it if you wish. Do a quick dodge.
Yes, I do a quick dodge.
And so with your 3, that gives you a 4, so you're fine. Yes, he misses. And now you can take your turn. You going to shoot at him?
Yes. Try to put him down like the dog he is.
Okay, so that ends up being a 2. Let's see, against his 6.
Well, I'm going to have to take it.
Yeah. So it's just a miss, but you are taking up his time here. Now, Vernon, you're watching this. They're trading shots and knives being thrown.
So Vernon's going to try, not content to just hang there and try to take a back shot at him. He's going to try to swing in and jump the guy from behind.
Okay. That sounds a lot like Flashy to me.
And I'm not Flashy at all.
All right. Well, let's give it a roll. I'm going to say that this is extremely difficult. You're trying to swing on the rope and you're trying to land carefully so that you don't fall off the building, which doesn't have good floors, as I described. And you're trying to land behind this guy or on this guy?
On the guy.
So I want to see great. I want to see a plus 4.
Ooh, and I have 0 in flashy.
Well, hopefully you have aspects and chips, so we'll see.
Well, I have 2 chips and a couple of aspects if I need them.
I will tell you outright, if you get a negative result, you will fall off the building. You will plunge.
wish me luck, guys. Rolling. Negative result!
Negative 1. Okay, so what you're trying to do, this is an attack since you're trying to land on him. Mm-hmm. So you fail, there'll be no effect, but as I said, if you get a negative, you're falling off the building. You want to do anything to keep yourself from falling off the building?
Tap an aspect, maybe?
All right, what aspect do you want to tap?
Something to prove.
Something to prove. All right, you want to do it as a reroll or a plus 2?
Probably.
The plus 2 will just make it so that you land on the same level without falling to your death.
I think I'll take that at this point.
You want to take that, all right.
Maybe so, just draw his fire if nothing else, so I get a positive 1.
Right,
I don't take the guy out, but we did.
Yeah, you don't land on him at all, but you do land on the platform successfully. Actually, by the bare skin of your teeth, you land on the platform. All right,
sprawling on the ground now, probably.
Mm-hmm. Back up the other side, you guys can kind of see this playing out on the across the street from you. Doing anything else? Just kind of watching with popcorn. Warren and Ronald.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right.
Crawl into the room and start looking around.
There's no need to crawl. There. Like you can see, there's nothing going on over there.
Yeah. Crawl into the room and check around to see what they've got there.
Okay. So you're going to basically search the room out.
Yep.
Okay. Just roll me a careful approach as you're going over a thing. I'm so assuming you might have a fine tooth comb.
And careful with an average, so that bumps it up to a fair.
Okay.
3.
Good. No, 2. Fine. Here in a moment. Meanwhile, the other side. How quick is Vernon? Person with the highest quickness goes first.
Vernon is not all that quick. I believe he has a, let me double check, one?
One, yes, one. Yes, okay, so the assassin is going first with a four.
Should I roll for quickness or just my stat?
Nope. It's just your stat. It's whoever's quickest.
That's a quickness of four? Ooh, yep. Rough.
He's an assassin!
Ah, assassins!
Yes. What he's trying to do, actually, is going to be a little... he is going to try to overcome the obstacle. The obstacle is you are in his way as he's trying to not get caught. So, let's see. It's going to be harder because you're in his way. He's doing this quickly. Four. Let me check something real quick. Anybody have the manual handy?
What are you looking for?
Page 16 on an overcome action. If you're trying to overcome when someone else may be able to influence what you're overcoming, does it do anything special?
I'll look up.
When they can do something.
They can get in your way or if they are in your way when you're trying to overcome something. It's usually, I think, given as a difficulty modifier.
But it doesn't say anything in particular. I mean...
Sounds complicated.
Here, okay, no, it's just assigned a difficulty. How quick is Vernon?
Just a one.
A one. Okay, that's the difficulty then, because it's your ability to intercept him.
But real quick, am I not with my back basically to open space?
Yeah.
So he's going to try to jump over me into...
He's trying to make sure he doesn't get captured.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and do this as a versus. Go ahead and make me a quick roll, Vernon. And I'm going to say he's gonna have to beat your roll, assuming you're going to try and stop him. You may not. You may not.
One.
Roll to one. All right. Well, same either way. Here he goes. So he succeeds. He does a little juke, and he gets around Rue Vernon and just does a header right off the fourth floor.
Can I try to follow him?
do you want to look to see what happened to him first?
No, I'm going to try to jump after him and catch a rope and catch him. And
ooh, that sounds flashy. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to let you try and do that. That sounds really cool. So you're going to try to jump off, grab that rope that Vernon was on, and then at the same time kind of grab him out of the air.
Yeah, my flashy is zero, so this should be fun.
This will flashy, and it's also going to be difficult. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say a plus four. That's what I gave to Vernon to land on the guy, and I say this is even harder. But we'll say I need a plus four, but I'll let you try and do it. Now, keep in mind, if you roll a negative, you're not going to catch that rope.
Well, this guy's pissed off, so.
Yeah, if you get a one, you catch the rope. If you actually get the four, you catch him. If you get a
negative,
yeah. So what is your flashy is zero?
Yes, my flashy is zero.
All right, here you go. Ooh, not bad. So right now you have a two.
Okay, I want to. Are high concepts? Can they be tapped as aspects?
They can be tapped as aspects. Yep.
All right, I'm going to tap my governor's agent.
Tell me exactly how that's going to help you to catch somebody falling through the air while you're on a rope. You can explain it to me well enough because I don't see it.
The governor entrusted me with checking out Metapole, and I'm going to report back to him on everything I find. And I think I'd violate his trust if I didn't do everything in my power to catch this guy.
Oh, that's pushing it. Do you have any other aspects? I'm not saying no just yet, but do you have anything else?
I have other aspects, but like half-breed really doesn't
count.
And I've already used Hunt or Be Hunted.
Yep. Sure it does. You're extra agile.
Okay, no. The problem I have with using the governor's agent that way is because it's too broad. You could literally say it for anything. It's just too broad. How many fate points do you have left?
I have two.
Two. All right, spend them both and I'll let it happen.
I will spend it.
Calling GM's fiat on this one, but we do need to more clearly define what governor's agent will do for you in the future. But we'll let it go this time.
I think because a few of our trouble, high concepts are a bit broad in that sense.
Okay, well, I just use them both as a plus one.
Yeah. Well, you can't use them as plus one, but I'll allow it to happen and use your high concept if you throw the two in this time, just because it's cool.
Yeah. Well, then I'm not like it.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful leap. You catch the guy as he's free falling, and while you have him, you reach out and you grab the rope. So you've got him. You're holding onto the rope, you're holding onto the guy, but he's still conscious and able to fight you.
And I probably ended up with a rope burn.
Well, no, you rolled well enough that it was perfect. You rolled a zero, maybe not, or a one, but you know, perfect catch. All right, so let's go to the other guy. So you just see this happen. He's actually with the force of the swing. So the arm of the pulley has swung out over the fence. It's now holding John, and it's now holding the assassin, who's gripped in John's arm, and it's swinging out over the road below. Guys, doing anything upstairs?
Applauding.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm in the living action, so.
Yep.
I got nothing.
All right, Ronald, you're tossing the room for information.
I could throw the grenade. I don't think that would help.
And stuff. All right, good enough. Well, let's resolve this then. John, you've got him in your hand, and of course his goal is to be dead so that he's not taken into custody. So while you're holding him and while you're holding the rope with the other hand, he's going to try and stab you, so you let him go. But you have options. Your rope is now having you dangling over the city street. You're a little bit lower now than four floors, so let's say you're down to three floors, about 30 feet. So below you.
Well, technically, they started on the third floor.
Started on the third. So 20 feet. So you're, floor two, we'll say. Below you, there are some interesting things. So you've got the canopy to the apartment complex that this all, kind of started in that kind of reaches out pretty far across the street. There's a fruit vendor. You see some shrubbery. What I'm getting at is you can try and drop him on something that won't kill him outright, instead of being stabbed. Unless you can think of something else to do, you're going to get stabbed.
Can I see my companions?
Yeah. You know Vernon is right across from you. You know what room the guys are in. Probably if Warren's in the window applauding, then you can definitely see Warren.
Yeah, actually, swing isn't up to it the my room.
Turn? Well, I'm giving it to them to these guys first because this is the action scene, and they're both quicker than you anyway. So.
Yeah, doubly so even. Yep. They get to move twice.
No, we already did yours, didn't we? Yeah, your action was to try and keep him from jumping off the building last turn, and this is a new turn.
Yeah, but I was the last person to go in that turn, so...
It doesn't matter. It goes by quickness. Each time, it goes by quickness.
All right.
Yeah. Is there, like, a car I can drop him on, like the glass?
You want to drop him on a car? Sure. It's one of the least soft things.
Swing him up through the window. Swing him up through the window.
No, I definitely want to injure him without killing him, and I figure a car is...
You toss him in the window with us!
That's a little far.
Yeah. Yep. That would definitely be flashy, whereas dropping him would not be as much. Yep.
It's a little far, especially when he's trying to avoid being stabbed.
Yep.
I would need to be playing my other character.
You want to go for a car? You want to go for something a little softer? Either way, he's going to be falling 20 feet. So.
No, we'll do. Well, he's trying to stab me. I've saved his life. I'm going to drop him on a car.
All right.
Well, you wouldn't injure him enough that he doesn't get away quickly. Yep.
So you're picking out a car in particular. So I'm going to say this is a careful approach as you're selecting your target. You want to drop him on. What is your careful?
Careful will be a one.
One. One. You did it. So right before he's pulled out a knife, he's about to stab you. You just let him go as the rope takes him over the top of a car. And he falls. All right, let's see if he lives through it.
Wow, that's the question, isn't it? Will he? Well, I think they can voluntarily not take stress boxes in order to die.
Well, but it's yes, but I'm treating this more as a story thing than him getting to decide.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let him just take the damage and see what happens. All right, so we'll call it 4. He's going to plus 2 for falling 2. But he's on a car. Okay, so we'll do it plus 2. That's not bad. He's not going to take a lot, actually.
Ooh.
All right, so there's not a lot he can do. He's already injured once, though, so that is actually enough to take him out.
Unconscious or dead?
It's up to John. John took him out. So what happens, John?
I want to swing over a car and just happen to drop him right on the windshield where the windshield cracks and accepts his weight, knocks him unconscious, but
okay,
doesn't snap his neck or anything too crazy.
Well, there you go.
Go through all this trouble just to kill him.
The driver then crashes into something and kills him that way.
All right. So you're left dangling, 20 feet above the ground. Vernon, what do you do?
Vernon gets up disbelievingly. Can't believe he just did that. Even more so, he can't believe John just did that. So he's like, "You crazy son of a gun!" Reaches out to help John back in if he wants it.
Yeah, you can grab the end of the pulley and swing him back towards you.
How long is the pulley? Or the rope, is it long enough to just drop to the ground?
No, like... no.
Well,
you could drop already... to the ground, 20 feet up, or, Vernon is pulling the arm back to you.
No, I'm done with the crazy stunts.
Yeah. All right,
or
Vernon.
Or you could probably just climb down the rope, I guess, but...
Oh, no, the rope's not long enough to hit the ground.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because the weight's already down.
The weight's already down.
Pull him back in.
Yeah.
After calling him a crazy son of a gun. That is some of the craziest hooey I've ever seen. Well played, sir. Give him a good pat on the back, dust him off, make sure he's good. You good?
Let's go interrogate this.
All right.
You go on down, I'll gather up this gun and such.
Vernon
puts on his work gloves and starts gathering up shells, the spare bullets, the rifle, and the thrown knives if they didn't go over the side.
Sure. Yep. All right. You gather up your evidence. Next door, what you find, Warren, is you find an envelope.
Warren finds nothing.
Oh, sorry. Ronald, you find an envelope. And
I nick it from Warren's hands. Give it back. I found it.
It's got photographs in it. On top were a couple of photographs of the castle painting. And they've got X marks over the photographs. There are 5 other photographs inside, though. One of them is, it looks like a family Bible. It's hand illuminated. One of the large, the ones that weigh 20 pounds. You know what I'm talking about? The really large.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like it was printed by Gutenberg.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, it's hand illuminated. So it was written out in hand. Looks to be quite old.
It could still be printed and illuminated.
That's true. It could be. Next one is another painting. This is also of a countryside full of daisies. From the background, it looks like it is not the same museum. The background is completely different. These are photographs of these things. Third one is a large clunky piece of jewelry that's got, it's in the photograph, you can't really tell what it's made out of. These are black and white kind of, photographs. But it's a clunky piece of jewelry, with large diamond shaped bits of metal and, large jewels kind of strewn through it. It's laying on a backdrop, and you can clearly see it's got like a case over it, like a display case.
Right.
And the last one is not a picture. It is a bunch of numbers.
No.
Has Ronald done much in the way of filing? I mean, does he know his way around bureaucracy?
Minorly, as a pilot, he would have had to pull out reports and stuff.
Yeah. Give me a clever roll.
You can always roll and see what happens. What's his clever? His clever is fear, so that's one.
One. It's good enough to know that it's a file number.
Hey, it's a file number. Woo!
Well, specifically, it's a file number that's used in government bookkeeping.
Right. Okay.
And of course, late as always, you guys hear the sound of aircraft above you, and parachuting into the streets are the armored.
Good work, boys. Take them away.
The armored battalions are dropping around to secure the location.
And I take it we don't find the two paintings?
No, you do not. No.
Nope. Is the assassin happen to be a woman?
The assassin is not a woman, although he's very slight. He's kind of tall and very gangly.
We have not met this person before. It's not like Mr. Mason or one of the bike riders.
Oh, no. No one that you've ran into today. Nope. And he's quite injured. But as John said, nothing silly like a broken neck. But he does require an ambulance, and he's out still. But you have someone to question for later.
So there are no paintings in this room at all.
There's not. Nope.
Dump them off somewhere else. Only hours gone past. Well, actually, looking at the two people, they look like brothers, right? They haven't got no heads.
Yeah, it's just the entry, the back of the head is a larger explosion. You know, the front's not so bad, but there's enough left that you can see.
Actually, the entry wound would be smaller than the exit wound.
Not in this case.
That is backwards.
Yep. Not in this case.
What is up with this rifle I just picked up?
The other thing that you find around the room is various glasses and a disguise kit for, you know, some real hair mustaches that they were using for disguises, that sort of thing.
Oh, I take a look at them and think,
Are we all back together now?
Yeah, you're all downstairs overseeing the moving of the body.
And also overseeing the taking away of these bodies and stuff as well.
Vernon's reassuring the manager that he'll come back and fix those busted doors that we knocked down.
What are we kidding? We're the chicker.
They're lucky they got away with their establishment not on fire.
Yeah! Look, we've still got a grenade we haven't used. Come on!
Yeah!
Yeah, there were no explosions.
Yeah, you really ought to pull that pin and just throw it into the establishment. I mean, that's how the checker would do it.
And walk away as it explodes behind us.
Well, Vernon's a little more conscientious than Biggles is, I guess. He's going to come back in because this is probably one of the things Vernon used to do for the checker before he got there.
You're of a higher caliber. You're investigators. You're not just the jackbooted Cheka.
No. Vernon's a handyman, so he was also the Cheka handyman. So he's also the guy that got sent to fix the stuff that they broke.
So is that why you're with us? Are we broken?
So yes. We'll wrap it up there.
No, he just needed to be closer to win
on the female.
Was going to say anything.
Hold on. What was that, Kemp?
Following protocol, there's no explosion, there's stuff I have to fix now. That's why there's so many explosions.
Kemp, you were trying to say something there?
Yes, I think we need to check on the painting still. The female, I believe, is the last lead we haven't followed.
The one who called it in, you mean?
Yep.
Yes.
No. The one who called it in was a man.
Oh, no, that was a man. So
we don't know who that is. We don't know why they called it in. She caught a cab. She was in the same spot at the same time. She took his cab out of the way. She may have seen something, if not be involved with it.
Could we say we have a camera now?
A camera?
Yeah.
You can have a camera.
Backup brought it in. Take some pictures of the guy so we don't have to keep describing them.
Right.
I mean, nobody here is autistic.
Never mind the bullet hole right above their eyebrow there. But let me just cover this part up.
Yeah. pencil it in.
Yeah. Now somebody lay the mustache on them. Now take another picture.
Now the glasses. Now both. Right.
Okay. So looking around the room, have they got? They've got all the disguise equipment for the staff.
Yep.
Yeah. So if we go downstairs and look around, is the van around here anywhere?
Yep. As a matter of fact, there is a van down here and is packed with cleaning supplies.
We take it apart to see if the paintings are rolled up in one of those things. I take it apart. And
yeah. We Logan search it. It'll take a while.
Yeah, well, you can take it down to your labs and have it, you know, actually removed bolt by bolt and check everything.
Oh, that would take
in one of the vacuum tubes.
I get you. No, you take it apart. You take your time. You look through everything. Unfortunately, you have nothing. You do find a couple of fake IDs for the cleaning agency, as well as there's a what would you call it? Basically a sticker that would go outside on the van declaring that it's part of the cleaning agency that was removed later.
But no, are there any tubes here that they would have used in their cleaning stuff?
Well, other than you're pretty sure they probably got it out inside the hoses, but there's nothing in the hoses when you look through them.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if they were just destroying it, and so just gave it to the street sweepers, as they believe.
Actually, I have to assume we have to look up this lady after all. I was kind of dismissing her as merely a witness, but she might have been a drop. A handoff, you know.
We just hosed.
Ho, ho, ho.
She could have been known to acquire the paintings, and then, since she's basically tying off loose ends.
They could have been arguing about where the paintings were.
Well, we'll wrap this up by saying this. You go and you check on the lady, and you find out that she was a person of negotiable morals.
Hey, so it was streetwalker. That's right.
out for a late night. She needed a cab home because it was so late. As far as you can tell, she's not involved, but she got a look at the guy who made the phone call.
Yeah.
Is it a man? It is
your man
shots.
Who is now in traction, but is alive.
So we were called to do his dirty work so he could track the thieves.
But he didn't need to, because he was already set up.
Was he?
Also.
Or did he follow us here?
Kinda.
No, because, he set up and found out where they were meant to be, and then set up in a place across the way from them within the short time that we got there? Oh, that didn't happen.
Possible. We wheezed our way up the steps a bit. But he just happened to pick on the right room exactly as you burst open the door.
Yeah.
That's a bit going too far.
Yeah, timing-wise, you're pretty sure that that doesn't work out, because as soon as he was already aimed and sighted in before you kicked the door open.
Yeah, he can't. Done that. We're not cleaning up his dirty work. I don't know why we're doing
I don't know why he called them in, but yeah.
We searched him, right? He's not a member of the Checker. We're just getting his cross.
Could be. It's a good point.
He's got Bob Starling's contact number on him. I know.
Hey, we could have got our wires crossed and be investigating something that we were shutting down, just not being told.
In this case, no. I mean, other than the kind of almost flamboyant clothing that he's wearing, he's got this big floppy hat and a cloak of all things. Otherwise, there's really nothing else on him. No slips of paper, not even money. He's very clean.
Well, I would like to say that his rather unusual large rifle will end up in my truck. For examination purposes, of course.
Well, you are the gun expert that we have on our team.
Pretty much.
So, yeah.
I asked, hey, Smith, what can you tell me about this rifle as I hand it over to you?
We can do that. The gun itself is handmade, as most things are, but in this case, it's not got any maker marks on any of the parts. The barrel is almost twice the length you would expect a normal rifle to be, and it is rifled. You know, it has riflings down the inside of the barrel, very elaborate ones. So looking at the bullets, you can probably see why. They're a little oversized. The extra rifling grants them stability. The bullets are also handmade, and they've got a very odd payload in them. The outside is almost soft and spongy, but it's got a hard core on the inside. I mean, these things are definitely made to kill. I mean, they're not made to wound. They don't look like they would be particularly survivable if you were shot by one of these things. Things about it. Oh, the scope is very interesting. I mean, of course, rifle scopes are not uncommon, but this thing is really powerful.
So, long distance killer.
Mm-hmm. And
does he work for the fraternity or something? Has he been given a name from the loom of fate?
It's very well maintained, and it's sighted in really well. If you want to test fire it just to see, it's sighted in really well. It's been kept very clean. It breaks down into some very small parts. Like the whole thing fits in, it would fit into a fairly small case, although you don't see a case anywhere around him.
If there wasn't a building in the way, he probably would have been even farther away, correct?
Probably so.
Thank you, urban jungle.
As a, I'm not much for killing weapons, per se. I'd rather take my prey alive, but it is quite effective.
It's definitely a weapon made to kill at extreme range. But we'll pause it there as the guy is basically taken into custody and into a hospital, to one of the Cheka hospitals.
you say hospital? Do you mean torture area?
No, they'll keep you alive so that you can be questioned. But there are none of these nansy-pansy doctors around to tell you, oh, he's too sick to question. No, none of that.
They heal you very painfully.
Yeah.
Oh, this looks like it's healing just fine.
The job is to make sure that you're not going to die on them and to get you up and able to answer questions as soon as possible. The end result not being your health, but...
Yeah. All this blood flow going to this spare eye that you've got here. If we cut it out, the other one will be just as well.
I think we'll have to amputate. There's nothing wrong with that arm. I think we'll have to amputate.
Now, the question is, Bert, did we get anywhere near close to the cutoff point? That
this,
we
yeah, yeah, you got from? You got right to it. This was the cutoff.
Okay. Yep. All right.
I actually thought, I figured the guy would die, actually. I figured he would be, he's quick enough that he'd be able to just to leap off to his death. Richard keeping him involved in shooting in the room was actually the thing to do. If he saw no movement in the room, he would have just made his escape.
Yeah, that's why I did it.
Of course,
yep. Needed to keep him there.
After he started noticing stupid things like a foot coming up, he's like,
I didn't know what else I had around to put on. But jumping out the window and saving him that way, yeah, bravo.
Yep, awesome. He was definitely slated to die, but that was definitely a very very cool thing, flashy thing to do.
That's why we can't interrogate him, because you've got no idea what he knows.
Actually, no, I had the contingency that you might actually get him alive, but probably badly wounded. And so the end point was there. You've got him in custody, but he's too bad to answer questions just yet. So you actually got to the end.
And we have
no idea where the paintings are, though.
Yep. I think we should turn the rifle in for whatever information they may be able to get about it.
Well, I'm suspecting these two are hired to collect all this stuff for some weird treasure hunt. There's a map on the back of each of these things, sort of dealio. And so it's whoever hired them has probably now got the paintings, and they're after the next items, which we'll get to first and steal them. Yes!
Interesting idea.
Yeah. If there was nothing important on the front of the paintings, what? There might have been something important on the back. Otherwise, the photograph would have worked.
Well, it's unless sort of, they need the
sort of Hudson Hawking it. Yeah. I've seen Hudson Hawk.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
I like the movie. I like that movie.
So did I. I thought it was.
Yeah.
All right. I like the singing for timing. That was pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Probably my least favorite of his movies, but it was still good.
Yeah. That's certainly wish you grabbed and enjoy it.
Oh, it's worth watching.
Yeah.
I have seen the clip of the singing part, which I also thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's the only movie where you can see the river from both sides of the car. Because they deliberately did that as a mistake.
All right, so we'll end it there. Those of you where this is the first time you've had your character out, you're still welcome to make modifications to them. Jameson, Richard,
Vernon as well. Was Vernon here last time? Yeah,
Vernon was there last time.
Yeah, I was there last time.
Should have him locked down now. And,
yeah, I'm pretty happy with how he is now.
I've still got one aspect left I haven't done.
Yes, so. You can still add stunts and aspects whenever you
feel
like.
Yeah, I got no stunts because I've got no ideas.
Both of you have got two games under your belts for those characters, so make sure you write that down somewhere.
I'm not tracking that at all because, I mean, you've got no idea how it's going to work, really. Yeah. Still the advancement. I mean, I can remember that I've been in two games, but...
Yep.
Yeah.
If it becomes important, we'll worry about it then.
Good enough. All right. Well, let me end the recording here, and then
you don't
want to
do the
questions.
No, you're not going to record the questions.
No, I am going to record it. I just want it on a separate one so that I can easily edit.
Goodbye, people who are listening.
Hope you have fun.
Music in this podcast is taken from the Incompetech.com website and are the creations of Kevin MacLeod. If you enjoyed our podcast or would like to comment, please leave feedback at stevesteelmurder@gmail.com. Join our public forums at bluemagic.com, that's BLUMAGIK.com. Give us a rating on iTunes or recommend us at rpgpodcasts.com. Thanks for listening.